All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, remember again, we began discussing last night the halachos concerning, well, a few nights ago, the halachos concerning Amira L'Nachri. So the Shulchan Aruch Kitzur goes on to say the following. Remember, we began to discuss last night that one cannot create a situation in which a non-Jew has to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. So, for example, v'chinim sholeach biyado igeres. If I send a letter with a non-Jew, va'omerlo, and I say to him, re'ei shetavi'uhu shama biyom ploni, and I tell him, I need you to get this to a particular place on Shabbos, biyom ploni, or I should say, I need a letter to reach a particular place, v'yadua ki afshar lahagia shama ela im ken yelech gam b'Shabbos. And I know that the only way for the letter to reach its intended destination is if the Gentile transports it over the course of Shabbos. Gam kein aser. This will also be aser. So meaning any time that I ask the non-Jew to do malacha, which by definition requires him to have to work on my behalf on Shabbos, is going to be aser. Similarly, v'chein im yom hashuk hu b'yom haShabbos. If let's say they have a market day, and the market day is on Shabbos, aser lo seis l'nochri ma'os be'erev Shabbos, I can't give the Gentile money on Erev Shabbos with the intention of having him buy something on my behalf on Shabbos. Now, the Kitzur is very careful with his wording over here. He says, we're dafka talking about an item that could only be purchased on Shabbos. Meaning, if I go ahead and I give a non-Jew money to purchase something on my behalf, and he could just as easily purchase it on Shabbos or on Sunday, but he chooses to purchase it on Shabbos because it's easier for him, that is not problematic. The problematic case is the way the Kitzur is setting it up, I'm asking him to buy something on my behalf, and that particular item is only sold in the marketplace on Shabbos. So by definition, my instructions require him to execute these instructions on Shabbos. Similarly, it would be prohibited to ask him to sell something on my behalf if by definition it would require him to do so on Shabbos. So the Kitzur then goes on to other cases which we'll explore in the coming evenings, but the bottom line is always the same, which is to go ahead and instruct the non-Jew to do something. If he ends up doing it on Shabbos of his own volition, that's absolutely fine. We'll see there are certain exceptions to that rule as well, but I cannot set up a situation in which in order for the non-Jew to fulfill my request, by definition he's obligated to do, or he has to do so on Shabbos. That would be a violation of Amira L'Nachri. That itself would be a violation, ultimately, again, of instructing a non-Jew to do malacha on behalf of a Jew on Shabbos Kodesh. Yagdol Torah V'Adir.